Good morning. It's Pastor Johnson on this fifth Sunday of January 2023. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I am rejoicing. I hope you are rejoicing and are glad in it. Each fifth Sunday, we engage the spiritual discipline of rest. And across our ministries, Sweet Magnolia and Mount Moriah, our churches are engaged in collective rest. You need it. I need it. This has been an extraordinary month. We began this year ready. We got ourselves set and we are on our way. We are on our way to be the very best versions of ourselves, to do more with the time, talent, and treasure that God has given to us, and to certainly make more of an impact through all that we do and all we're connected to in relation to our community. And I am confident that we are making progress against that goal. But the release of the video cataloging the death of Tyree Nichols on Friday injures our spirit, meaning that we need today's collective rest even the more. I trust that we will address the issue of police brutality. We will address policy change necessary to reform policing in our own community. We are going to do that. We do that already. But today, I would encourage you to do the things that bring you peace, that bring you to a place of rest, so that when we emerge from this collective rest, we can go back and fight even the more. The Reverend Michelle Gandry, who is chaplain of Spelman Chapel, offers these suggestions, and I couldn't agree with my good friend anymore. She says, take a shower or bath. You don't have to do it at night before you go to bed. You can stop right now, go and run you a bath and put your body in it and let the healing properties of water do their work on your body. Same thing can be said for going out and laying in the sun, or sticking your hands and feet into the earth. There is a powerful recharge that is available to us when we consider basic elements that God created this world with. Second technique, she says, is to say a prayer. I encourage you to say a prayer. All prayers should not be made in church. There's some of the prayers that we should say that should be made in the secret places of our own home. Ask for help, for guidance, and the peace that you need to start afresh. Take some time and stretch your body. Don't let the stress weigh your body down. Stretch it, bend it, move it, and thank God that you still have a reasonable portion of your health and strength, as the old church would say. Maybe today you'll take some time and phone or text a friend. Let someone know that the good, the bad, and that which you're still considering. It is good to hear from others, and others will be glad to hear from you. Resist the notion in that conversation to gossip. Resist the notion in that conversation to engage in the practice of weighing yourself down with burdens that you will leave to pick up on tomorrow. Today you may choose to light a candle. Again, fire is one of those powerful elements that God has used throughout the ages to get man's attention, to take away, but also to bring forth refreshing new life. You can sing. I sing, but not well, but you can sing, or maybe listen to some music. Music that will shift your energy and lift your heart. You can have a good cry. And trust me, on Friday, as I watched the video, I said that I wasn't, but I needed to, because people look to me for some word, look to me for some resource. And we've been engaged in this work for so long that I cannot turn away from it. So I had a good cry on Friday, and I may just have one today. Right. It is a work God has programmed into our body to help us to lay our burdens down. You may choose to meditate or to rest upon some sacred text. I considered Toni Morrison this morning. But you may consider some other sacred texts as well, including scripture. And if it brings you peace, then God bless you. Again, today's word is the collective rest, to take a break, to pause, to engage in the work of Selah. And if we do this, God will strengthen us where we're weak, build us up where we have become torn down, and on every leaning side, make us anew. That's my prayer for your family and mine. As we close, I dedicate this song by B.B. Winans to the memory of Tyree Nichols.
Tomorrow, hope to see. His eyes looking back at me with that smile, his possibilities and our plans don't take away from me. With your hands at night I close my eyes and pray, Lord, cover him with love and grace. How can you know his heart, my friend, when already judged him by his skin? It's the right to live we're after. Want to trade these tears for laughter. In one moment dreams are shattered. Our sons and daughters. Black lives matter. Let these words I say resound clear, with hands lifted high, revealed urgently. Hold dear. See, it's the right to live we're after. Want to trade these tears for laughter. In one moment dreams are shattered. Our sons and daughters. Thank you. and